The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch on level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. I hope you understand that the second reading is very important because, as you know, there are some people in Hollywood who would make the second reading a lie. In the second reading, it talks about Christ actually dying and what? Being raised from the dead. That is very important. Because if Christ did not die on the cross, was not raised from the dead, then why would we believe him to be God? You know that Tom Hanks in his movie, what movie is that again? Wherein Christ did not die and then he eventually got married with Mary Magdalene and something like that. Da Vinci Code. That's the lie that Hollywood is trying to sell, okay? Da Vinci Code is very much what? Unchristian. What do you think? We are all Christians here, yeah? Yes? So, any Christian here who gives credence in what the movie is, then you do not understand or you don't realize how unchristian the movie is, because the movie states in that Christ survived the crucifixion, was never raised from the dead, got married with Mary Magdalene, and eventually, according to that story, established the Knights of the Templars. That's the syllogism. And that is why we, again, as far as Tom Hanks is concerned, we don't hate him. But the idea of the movie telling us Christians that Christ never died on the cross and rose from the dead is what? Is what the second reading is telling us. We are the most pitiful of all people if the Christ we profess never rose from the dead. Even St. Paul said that. St. Paul said that. We are, in a way, more stupid. Let's face it. We will be the most stupid of all if Christ really never rose from the dead, never died on the cross. So that's the basis, remember, of our Christian faith. That this God, the one God, the supreme God, became true man and true God, because of his love for us, suffered and died on the cross. We say that every time
we express our faith. No? So, because of that, we are so much attracted to Christ because He did what He did out of love for us, dying on the cross and rising from the dead, showing to us the power of Christ over life and death. And of course, most of all, His love for us. And because of that faith in Jesus Christ, who loves us, now we are His followers. And as followers of Christ, what do? We listen, obey, imitate, become like Jesus. Can we profess to be Christians and simply deny His death on the cross? No, we cannot. Same thing that we cannot be followers of Jesus without imitating, obeying, listening to Him. And that is what is important now in the gospel. Since we believe that every word that comes from the mouth of Christ is the will of God, then we follow what He says. For example, blessed are the poor in spirit. Here we are. We are in the first world country. First world country. By world standard, most of us here are rich. Most. By world standard. How do we prove that? Overweight. Let's face it, when you are in a poor country like the Philippines, you'll see those people with money if they have overweight, because poor people, in reality, poor people around the world are dying of hunger. No? Dying of hunger. That's poor. But here, based from the other of the world standard, we are not poor. However, are we poor in spirit? Do you remember what we said in the responsorial psalm? Blessed are those who hope in the Lord. Meaning what? We empty ourselves of our pride, our arrogance, our selfishness, and we let God in our lives. Do you know that atheism is a sin? Why? Because an atheist is a person who says, I don't need you, I don't want you, I don't believe in you, I simply believe in myself. That's atheism. And sad to say, many now are saying they are proud that they are atheists. They are proud that they don't believe in God. The funny thing about atheism, not funny, but actually sad, is when they die and then they find out that there is God, what will happen to them? See, this is the problem with atheism. They believe in anything and everything that the world offers, but they don't believe in the giver of all the things that we have. Huh? They believe that we have a beautiful world and that we have so much. And yet the ultimate giver of everything that exists, they say, I don't believe. So atheism is an attitude also, that they believe or they deny the ultimate good, and that is God. But you and I, even though we may be rich materially compared to the rest of the world, can still have the poverty of spirit. Meaning what? We realize that whatever we have is nothing compared to God. That we are willing to give up everything for the glory of God. And that we do not trust our material possession for our security. Huh? Please remember this. Because maybe some of you are tempted to gauge your existence by how much you have. As I told you already, when I came here in America, in the States, and I realized that as American priest, as a priest in America, if I was a diocesan priest, I would have what? I would have enough money to buy a house, car on my own. That I am financially much, much better than the rest of the priests outside the States. Everything is covered, from medical, dental, even car, social security, everything. But I had to fight that because I don't want to end up what? Basing my priesthood on how much I have. And for me to fight that, to fight being attached to material things, I met the Adornos and accepted and embraced what? The vow of poverty. Meaning what? That everything that you guys give me as your as a paid priest goes to where? To the Adornos. And the only thing that I'm concerned is what? Of course, what the heck? Of course, food. That's it. Just feed me, I'm fine. But at the same time, even then, because everything is being given to me and given to the order, and the order gives me $200 a month allowance, I can even still save that to buy myself an iMac or an iPad, because I don't spend. Everything is given to me. How about you? Should you also imitate the poor Christ? Yes or no? Yes. You also should be imitating the poor Christ, because though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, what? What did he do? He emptied himself, and was born in the likeness of men. God, who is supreme, became an ordinary, helpless human baby and born in a manger with animals. Since he, who is God, was able to empty himself, why can't we? What did Christ say? You want to follow me? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. So there is a contradiction in the world. The world will say to you and I, go ahead, make money, go ahead, believe in yourself, go ahead, you can do whatever you want, you can do everything. There is no mention about God. Go ahead, if the house is small, make it bigger. If you have properties, get more. In America, if you just work, you can get anything. But is that the basis of your existence? To be careful. Because the basis of our existence is hoping, connecting, loving, being faithful to God. Because eventually, whatever we have here in this world is what? We left behind. We will leave behind. God will simply ask you, just as he asked Peter after Peter failed. Peter, do you love me? That's why we are here. That's why we are here. Because we love God. We depend on Him. We are nothing without Him. We hope in Him because He loved us first. So if, for example, you come here once a week, which is good, but during the week you don't even pray, who don't even give time to praise and thank God, and you are concerned about playing games or going Facebook or whatever and spending more time in front of television without trusting God, can I force you to have a relationship with God? No. Just like St. Paul, I can only encourage you, encourage everybody as I encourage myself, to have a more intimate, constant, intense relationship with Jesus. I cannot do that for you. You have to do it for yourself, for your sake. And as your priest, that is my joy to convince you to be more intimate with Jesus, to be more in love with Jesus, and most of all, of course, to become more like Jesus. Because some people would profess, many of us would profess, that we are followers of Jesus, and yet we do not care for each other, or we are not concerned for the needs of others, then our faith will be superficial. Because to love Jesus and to become like Jesus is to what? To imitate His attitude. And what is His attitude? He died for all of us. He was concerned when people flocked to see Him, to hear Him. What did He say to the apostles? What do you have? Lord, we have 4 fish and some bread. Give it to them. If He wasn't concerned about the needs, remember, I'm using the word needs, huh? Needs. Not wants. Needs. Then we must do something about it. That is what look what happened last Christmas. Last Christmas with St. Vincent de Paul, what did we decide? We decide to simply tell the people who are in need to ask for what they need. We had to purge the list, because some people are nuts. They were asking for PlayStation. They were asking for many things that are not needed. And I told them, that is not good. We are not obliged to give people what they want. That is not our obligation. Our obligation is to, if they are in need of food, we give them food. If they are in need of clothing, we give them clothing. But if they are picky and they want anything and everything, tell them not to show their face here. Because that is not what we are supposed to do. So remember, huh? Yes, we are Christians. Yes, we are supposed to love like Jesus, but even the Bible says, he who does not work should not eat. Yes? Do you agree? So those who, remember, who does not work, it doesn't say who cannot work. Huh? Those who does not work, meaning what? Those who can work but will not work because they're lazy, or they depend on whatever they can manipulate people in giving, don't give it to them. If you see, for example, people sometimes, again, I know you have the kindness of heart. When you see the same person over and over again asking for money, don't. Same person doing the same thing. And I keep telling these people, why don't you work? Why we give you work? They don't want to work. Because they know, again, because people have kind hearts, they can get money. And what do they do with the money? Sad to say, many of them buy alcohol and drugs. But if you give them food, they won't take it. So do not enable laziness. Huh? Because we ourselves should not be lazy. We ourselves should work very hard to make sure that we become more like Jesus and imitate His kindness His patience, His mercy. So once again, we believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died and rose from the dead. We believe Him to be the God of life, the God that we hope for to be with, and that we believe that we must become like Him. This is now what I'm trying to say to you. Work on it.